Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're pulling from a highly technical report on the ternary logic Merkle architecture.
That's a heavy one.
It really is. Your mission for this deep dive is to understand how this structural blueprint forces high-stakes systems, you know, like financial infrastructure and power grids, to become entirely cryptographically accountable.
Right, preventing those shadow operations.
Exactly. So let's unpack this. Imagine a bouncer at a club who is physically incapable of opening the door until he writes down exactly why he's letting someone in permanent ink.
That's a great analogy. That physical inability translates to what the report calls the execution interlock principle.
Execution interlock.
Yeah, which enforces this always memory rule. I mean, traditional software logging is asynchronous. A system executes a trade or opens a valve, and then it writes a log file.
Right, like an afterthought.
Exactly. Yeah. But execution interlock makes that impossible. If there is no committed log hash already sitting in memory, the system structurally cannot actuate a command.
Oh, wow.
The log mathematically has to exist before the action.
Okay, so forcing a log before every single execution makes sense for a straightforward command.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if the system encounters a missing data feed or, like, conflicting rules?
Well, then it physically can't act.
But it also has to log before acting, so it essentially has to log its own hesitation.
Yes, and to handle that hesitation, the architecture abandons standard binary logic. Instead, it introduces a triadic logic space.
Triadic meaning three states.
Right. The system maps decisions to three states. Act, which is plus one, refuse, minus one, and an epistemic hold, which is zero.
Epistemic hold. Got it.
Yeah. And to map this semantically, they moved away from standard two-branch Merkle trees and built a specialized ternary or three-branch data tree.
Wait, moving to a three-branch structure means you're storing three states per node instead of two. Doesn't that make the proof size bigger?
It does, yeah.
Because usually bulkier data structures mean slower processing, which would,
right,
you know, kill a high-speed trading system.
Yeah.
How did they get around the physics of that?
What's fascinating here is the mathematical trade-off they made. You're right. The proof size does increase by about 30%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hitting 832 bytes. But because each node branches three ways instead of two, the tree is fundamentally shallower.
Oh, I see. So finding a specific piece of data takes fewer steps down the branches.
Exactly. That specific geometry actually cuts CPU validation latency by 35%. That's the mechanism strictly preserving their massive execution speed limit.
Which is, what, 2 milliseconds or less?
2 milliseconds or less, yeah.
That is incredibly fast. But speed creates a new vulnerability. I mean, if it's writing data that fast locally, what stops a malicious insider from just going into the local server and deleting an epistemic hold log?
Before anyone realizes the system hesitated or failed.
Right. Just wipe the hesitation completely.
Well, the architecture enforces a strict 500 millisecond public anchoring cadence to solve that.
Half a second.
Every half second, the system takes its local master route, which is basically a single compressed mathematical summary of every decision made in that window.
Okay.
And it binds it to external layer one decentralized networks, specifically mentioning chains like Ethereum and Bitcoin.
Oh, so because you cannot alter the historical block timestamps of those public networks.
Exactly. An insider mathematically cannot backdate or delete their local transactions.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. They have to balance this permanent public record with strict privacy rules, like GDPR.
Right.
To do that, they use crypto shredding. It is like taking a highly sensitive document and putting it through a paper shredder, but keeping the bag of shredded confetti.
I love that image.
You can't ever reconstruct the document to read the private data, but you can weigh the bag of confetti to mathematically prove the document existed at that exact moment.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the confetti in this case is the cryptographic hash. The underlying private data is encrypted.
And the ephemeral decryption key is destroyed.
Permanently destroyed. The data is completely irretrievable. Yet, authorized auditors can look at the unbroken structural integrity of that master route.
And verify the exact historical sequence of events.
Exactly. Proving compliance without ever exposing personal information.
So what does this all mean for you listening? As automated systems and AI manage more of our critical infrastructure, this architecture ensures they are mathematically bound by that cryptographic bouncer.
Right. They cannot silently bypass safety rules.
Or erase their own mistakes.
Which actually raises an important question for you to consider.
Let's hear it.
If every systemic hesitation, I mean every single epistemic hold, is permanently frozen on a public blockchain.
Yeah.
What happens to the concept of plausible deniability for the humans and corporations programming these machines.